hang up.
Good morning, Rabbosai. To continue our discussion about the Dovid Hashem Ariv Yishi, something that happens very often, I came across a psak which was exactly the opposite of what I've been doing. So we'll go through it and see whether or not you approve of me or you approve of the psak. So the psak, by the way, is a psak of the Shalos Hatshuvos Divrei Moshe. The Shalos Hatshuvos Divrei Moshe was written by Harav Moshe Halberstam, Zecher Tzadik Livracha.
He was
Divrei Chaim's on Einikel, yeah, a descendant of the Divrei Chaim, a dying on the Eid HaCharedis Bezdin. He was Nifta in 2006, and he was well known as a Poisek, and he wrote Shalos Hatshuvos. He was actually the Poisek for the organization Zaka, in all their very, very difficult Shalos that they have to do with, you know, body parts and, all, you know, Kvura and all sorts of things like that. Injured people who are badly injured, etc. So he was their poisek at the time. So he was a very choshev adayin on the Bezdin. He discusses as follows. What happens if, let's say, I am Nusach Sfad, I daven Nusach Sfad, and I daven Mincha in Bridge Lane Beis HaMedrash. So in Bridge Lane Beis HaMedrash they say L'dovid Hashem Ariv Yishi in Mincha. But I say L'dovid Hashem Ariv Yishi in Ma'ariv. So what should I do? Am I mechuyev to say the Dovid Hashem Ariv Yishi with them in Bridge Lane or not?
What's the difference anyway? When do you say it?
What's the difference? Well, we discussed yesterday that some have a minute to say it in Ma'ariv, some have a minute to say it in Mincha, and it's brought down as well that if somebody who is Nusach Sfad, I'll say, if somebody who is Nusach Sfad forgets to say it in Mincha, then you should say it after Ma'ariv.
Yeah. I say it after Mincha, but somewhere else I say it after Ma'ariv.
Oh, well, that's what I do, right? To my mind, yeah, that's exactly right. That's what I do.
If you daven once a day, you should have said twice a day.
No, sir. Okay, fine. So therefore, it could work out.
No.
It could work out, yeah, that if you time it right, that you miss it out at Mincha and at Ma'ariv. Right? You go to Nusach Sfad, you go to Nusach Ashkenaz at Mincha, you go to Nusach Sfad at Ma'ariv, and you didn't say L'dovid Hashem Ariv Yishi at all. Or the other way around, you go to Nusach Ashkenaz at Mincha, and Nusach Sfad, you go to Nusach Sfad at Mincha, and Nusach Ashkenaz at Ma'ariv, and you say it twice.
You don't have to say it with the minyan, you can say it yourself afterwards.
You can say it yourself afterwards, fine. But when you're with the minyan, do you have to say it with the minyan or not? No. Yeah, we have an inyan of loisis going to do. We have an inyan. Yeah, the Chazal learned that people in one kehillah should not do two different things. Yeah, give you two examples. Al tifresh min atzibor, right? But also, you shouldn't do things which are seen to be different. Right? There's a lot of discussion, for instance, about people nusach Ashkenaz who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And they're davening in a Nusach Sfad Beis HaMedrash, where people do not wear tefillin, right? First of all, they only wear it for part of the davening, and it said that they should, well, Lechatchila it said that they shouldn't daven in a Nusach Sfad Minyan, yeah, because they're seen to be doing something different from the Tzibur. They're visibly different from the Tzibur in what they're doing. But it says that today we're less, once upon a time people were less tolerant and they would regard it as offensive that somebody is that wearing tefillin in my minyan, in my Ashkenaz minyan on Chol HaMoed. Today we tend to be more tolerant, we can put up with it, we can tolerate it. Nevertheless, the people who do put on tefillin, yeah, they tend to daven at the back of the Beis HaMedrash on Chol HaMoed. Yeah, they don't make a fuss about it. But he was davening in Hendon Adas.
Yes.
That's not a problem.
Why? Because half the people do.
But I'm talking about in a minyan which is where the minig is that you don't put on tefillin. Right? I'm talking about somebody who's davening in the shtiebel and he's the only person who's wearing tefillin. Yeah? So that's one example. The other example that Moshe Feinstein gives about what he's going to do is, for instance, if you're davening, you're Nusach Sfad, let's say, and you're davening in Nusach Ashkenaz minyan on a Shabbos morning. Yeah? And they're saying, Naritzcho v'nakdishcho. In Kedusha, yeah, and your minig is to say Keser, yeah. What do you say? Well, or the other way around, obviously, that you're in Sfad minyan and they're davening Keser in two parts, yeah, Yachakulam Koidu, and your minig is that you're Nusach Ashkenaz, you say Naritzcho, yeah. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if you can, you should say what the Tibur is saying. Right? If you're in Sfat and you can find the Nusach, or you know it by heart, or you've got a Sfat Seder in front of you, then even though you're Nusach Ashkenaz, but you should say in the Dovah Shebe Kedusha that which the Tzibur is saying. So therefore, I would have thought that Rav Moshe Halberstam would paskin that wherever you are, you daven the way the shul davens. If they say the Dovid, you say the Dovid. And if they don't say the Dovid, you don't say the Dovid. I thought he'd say that. He says the opposite. We'll finish it tomorrow, Bleader.
Started at Turaway, Northwest London, Thursday, Yud Aleph Elul, 4th of September, Rabbi Mordechai Aronson Shlita, going to shul. This week, Torah is sponsored by family Aronson, Achved Simson, Mitzvah of Ami Aronson, Neri Yorah's Mitzvah was last Shabbos, Yerotzen, Shizko, Robos, Kenova, Rav Nachas,
Sorry, can I get you some more? Lila? There's probably a few volumes of Allah.
Good morning, thank you for participating. My grandfather used to always say that every shtetl, every Yiddish shtetl needs to have two shuls. One shul where a person can say, this is where I daven, and the other shul where a person can say, this is where I do not daven. And we'll discuss today whether one may walk past the shul in order to go to the shul where he does want to daven. Is there any problems? We'll discuss the subject and see what we come up with. We have a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Chof Aleph. Yizoyer Odom. A person should be careful and pay attention when he puts his hand into his talis bag. He wants the daven to start chakras, and he's got his talis, he's got his tefillin, and he puts his hand into the talis bag to take out his talis, on the talis before we put on the tefillin. So a person should be careful shelo yipoga b'tefillin techila. He shouldn't touch the tefillin first, because if he has touched the tefillin, then, says the Shulchan Aruch, he must put on the tefillin first. She'ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. Once he's touched the tefillin, he's about to do two mitzvahs. A mitzvah sitzes, the mitzvah tefillin. As soon as he's put on, he's touched, he started with the mitzvah of tefillin. He has the ability to be mekayim the mitzvah tefillin. So now he may not bypass that mitzvah and put on the talis, although he would want to put on the talis first. No, he stops and he puts on the tefillin, and only thereafter he puts on the talis. Ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. Says the Mishnah Berurah even more. The Mishnah Berurah says, nira poshul. It's obvious to me that if somebody is in a room, and within that room he has the tefillin, and his talis is in another room. He left it there from Shabbos, his talis is in shul or in another room in the house, and within that room he has the tefillin, he may not go out of that room to put on his talis, because now he has the opportunity to put on the tefillin, to be mekai in the mitzvah tefillin, to go out of that room is ein mavirim ala mitzvahs. He's bypassing the possibility to be mekai mitzvahs tefillin, to put on talis one may not. Ein mavirim ala mitzvahs, we learn of shematim is a mitzvah, there's different psukim in the ring. There's a medrash like in this week's parasha, or a chaim pentafalis, don't make cheshboinus this mitzvah before this mitzvah, this is a bigger mitzvah, this, no. Don't start making, judging up mitzvahs. So, L'choira, one would assume that if somebody's coming past the shul and he has a shul here and the shul's about to start, he wants to be Mekayim mitzvah tefillah b'tzibur, he wants to be Mekayim tefillah, and there's a shul now which are right in front of him where they're about to start davening, and he can go into this shul. So is that any different than being in a room where there's tefillin, or the ability to be able to put on tefillin that way, ein mavirim ala mitzvahs? He's going right past the shul. He can be mekayim a mitzvah tefillah. No, I'm going to go another 10 minutes to go to a different shul. L'choira, if ein mavirim ala mitzvahs, that would not be allowed. One would have to go into the first shul that he comes past. It would be possible to say there's a slight chiluk. There is a difference between talis and tefillin are two mitzvahs. Right? You have the possibility to be mekayim in two mitzvahs. And I want to know which mitzvah to be mekayim. So, should that to say, push aside one mitzvah and be mekayim another mitzvah? That's a bit of a bizui for the mitzvah. You're saying I'm coming along. But we do have a Mishnah in Menachos, the Samach Dalad on the base. The more rings to the, there's a Mishnah there. Mitzvahs ha'oime lahovi min ha'koroiv. When we come and bring the oime, Korban Oimer says the Mishnah, bring it from as close by as possible. Don't go too far out. Says the Gemara, my timer. Why should he go as close as possible? There's much better wheat further out. Why the fields close to town are not as good as the fields further out? Why Mitzvah Lavi Min HaKorv says the Gemara, two reasons. Either we want fresh as possible and it took longer to bring it from further away. So bring it from as close as possible in order that the produce should be as fresh as possible. The other reason the Gemara says, Iboyas Eima, Mishum Ein Mavirim Ala Mitzvahs. To go past a field where we have here produce that could be used for a mitzvah of Korban Oime, don't go past that field. Do the mitzvah the first possible opportunity. So, Lachur, we have here Mefurish in the Gemara that when we have the possibility to do even one mitzvah, we have to do it to the first possible opportunity that arises, and one may not go further afield to do the mitzvah in a way we would prefer to do, person, for whatever reasons.
It's better
so the mitzvah of Sfiras Oimer, if it's kosher and muhudah, so the fact that we would want, if there was a halachic, something better halachically for some reason in a mitzvah, so that, I don't have time, that is a good point. The Trumas Hadeshen does say that when he talks about Kiddush Levana, Kiddush Levana, we can be Mekayim now Kiddush Levana, but if I wait till Motzei Shabbos, I'll have a minion. So Roy Vom Hadras Melech. So should that aim Mavirim Ala Mitzvahs, Trumas Hadeshen, do it in the better way.
Risky.
No, he says, if there's a risk, he says explicitly, that if there's a chance that you miss the mitzvah, do it now without a minion. Explicitly, Trumas Hadeshen mentions that point too. But that's stand when we've got two mitzvahs. So, L'choira, we see here that we have to do the mitzvah, the first possible opportunity, not to pass the opportunity. However, there's an interesting Gemara in Soita. Gemara says in Soita, the Kof base. Rabbi Yochanan says, L'madnu schar mitzvah me'almona. I've learned what it means to receive reward from a mitzvah from Rabbi, from an almona. What's the schar mitzvah from almona? Says Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara. Dahi almona dahava de knishta v'shivulse. There was this almona who had a shul in her neighborhood. She had a shul. Kol yoyma hava osir umatzla bei midrasha de Rabbi Yochanan. She used to come every day to daven in Rabbi Yochanan's shul. She wanted to daven with Rabbi Yochanan. She used to go to the shul of Rabbi Yochanan, even though she had close to her house a different shul. Omar lo, Rabbi Yochanan said to Biti, don't you have a shul in your neighborhood? Why do you come all the way out to my neighborhood? You have a shul in your neighborhood. You should be davening there. Omrale, Rebbe, veloy schar psias yeishli. Will I not get reward for every step I'm taking to shul? I'd much prefer to go further afield and to get the schar psias, to get the reward for going further for every step I'm taking, rather than davening close and having less of a scharpas he is. So we see here that Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying that there's an Indian dafka to daven further afield, to daven further away. And Lamadnu, Rabbi Yochanan seems to say that he agreed to this point, Lamadnu schar mitzvah me'almona. One could maybe say that over here in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan's just pointing out the point of schar mitzvah, but he's not agreeing halachically to go past the shul, but we do find the Gemara. There's a Gemara above a Metzia Daf.
In that case, was she walking past the shul to go to Rabbi Yochanan?
It doesn't say explicitly, but it says we see the Schar Pesia. If she had in her neighbourhood, assumingly, and she's going to a different neighbourhood, it's like having tefillin in one room. Yeah, if it would be a different street and you're going a different way, but since this is you're going to a different neighbourhood, it's like explicitly not davening in the place which is close by. We find a Gemara in Bava Metzia, it's also Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Zayin. Baruch Ato Ba'ir, Baruch Ato B'Sod. What's this bracha that Rabbi Yochanan says? Baruch Ato Ba'ir. Whilst in town, you should be blessed. What type of a bracha is Baruch Ato Ba'ir? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Shiyelecho Beis HaKisei Korov LeBeischa, a person, the blessing is a person should have all his basic necessities close to his home. He should have whatever he needs for day-to-day life close to home. Velo Yelecho Beis Knesses Korov LeBeischa, and he should not have a shul close to home. The bracha is only on all basic necessities, but not the shul. Kedei Sheyarba Bischa Pesias. That is the bracha, Baruch Ata Be'ir, that person should have everything you need. Well, nothing against the neighbors here, people buy a house, ah, it's next to shul. Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying here that there's an inyan, a bracha, that you don't have a shul next to home in order to get schar for every single step we're taking towards the shul.
You could be in the dark the opposite, that if you would have the Beis HaKnesses near you, then you'd have to go there. That's what it's saying.
Because otherwise you could get the thing.
That's
a very good point.
If you haven't got a Beis HaKnesses,
it would be mashma that if it would be closed.
If you had a Beis HaKnesses, you would have to go there.
Very good. Although in those times, generally speaking, each neighborhood had the one shul, and therefore if a person had a shul there, that was the shul that he could go to. If there was a shul in the neighborhood, then and it was further away, he would get more schapas here. It's not that they had like nowadays with all the shtibelech everywhere. So therefore, the bracha is always that there shouldn't be a shul next to your home, so that the only shul you have is further away. That it's not necessary that you have two shuls and each one had one shul, and that shul should be further away. But we see that there is a schar pesias, Rabbi Yochanan Paskins, like Ahu Almona, that used to come to his shul in order to daven.
Seems a contradiction. On one hand, you can't go past the shul, but if you go to a further shul, you get
more. Oh, very good. That's a good question. We have here a contradiction. Well, that is really what we have to understand and what's going on here. Are you allowed to pass the shul? We have Ein Mavirim Alamitzvahs, that one may not. And on the other hand, we see that with this almona, she used to go past Rabbi Yochanan, seemed to agree that she could go past the shul. So indeed, Rabbi Yehuda Ashkenazi, he's got a sefer Gezer Yishai, he says, he has a siddur, he printed a siddur base, Oive, that was one of the early siddurim that were printed, and they have halachas there at the beginning of the shul, Hilchas Beis HaKnesses. So he writes there that it's a choiva to go to the closest shul possible, She'ein Mavirim Ala Mitzvahs, one must daven in, as he writes there. So he's got a sefer Gezer Yishai, and where he discusses Ein Mavirim Ala Mitzvahs there, and he says, it's obvious, we see in all the Mishnayas, the Ein Mavirim Ala Mitzvahs, that one may not go past the shul. And therefore, a person must go to the closest possible shul. However, what does he do with the Gemara? This Almona used to go past, out of her neighbor, to go to Rabbi Yochanan's shul, where we see the Schar Pesias. He says, the mitzvah of Tefillah B'Tzibur is only to a man. A woman does not have any mitzvah Tefillah B'Tzibur. So a man who has the mitzvah of Tefillah B'Tzibur, he may not go past the shul. Ein Mavirim Ala Mitzvahs, he got this mitzvah of Tefillah B'Tzibur. A woman who's not obligated with Tefillah B'Tzibur, so therefore, for her, there's no problem of Ein Mavirim Ala Mitzvahs. She's got no chiyuv on her. So therefore, this almona, she was a lady, she could, no problem, go past the shul, go to daven in Rabbi Yochanan's shul. The Schar Pesias is, indeed, where there's no mitzvah then for a woman, and go the further and get more schar, get Schar Pesias.
So
why did
Rabbi Yochanan ask her, why did you go past? It's not a problem.
So that, if the pshat is that there's no problem halachically, he's just trying to understand why do you go past every single day, and she was mechadish to him that yet even in a mitzvah schar pesias, even the going is a mitzvah, otherwise there's no reason to go so far. I assume he didn't think that she's coming to daven with me, she's coming, so therefore she's coming for the that was lomadnu schar pesias schar mitzvah me'almon.
So the Gemara Bava Metzia that you thought about, Rabbi Yochanan should only be speaking to women.
So the Gemara in Bava Metzia says the Gezer Yishai, you could say it's a bit shver. Baruch Atav Voyech is talking about to women. He says there we're talking about, like you mentioned earlier, that there's only one shul. And therefore there's no other shul, and you're not going past the shul. Then Rabbi Yochanan says, don't have a shul next to your home so that you should go further. But if there would be something else, another shul closer, we're not saying there should be an additional shul further away to be able to go into. No. The Baruch Atav Voyech is to go to the closest, to go as far as possible to get the schar pesias, and there should only be one shul. That's how the Gezer Yishai learns. However, the Mogen Avraham in Siman Tzadi says that a person should go as far as possible to get the schapsius to shul. And he seems to be saying the Mishnah Berurah brings it, Bestoma, that even if there is another shul closer by, go to a shul which is a bit further away to get mishum schapsius. It doesn't make any chilukim if there's something close or not. The Magen Avraham, when the Mishnah Berurah brings it, that means we're paskening be'etzem. If we have the Mishnah Berurah, we're paskening that a person should go to the farther, to the further shul, to go further away to get the schapsius in the shul. Oh, what does he do with the Eim Avirim Halamitzes? We have to understand. Eim Avirim, very good. What's the Eim Avirim Halamitzes? So, to understand this, we can...
Is that called being marvin by not going into the shul? If you went into the shul and out again, that may be wrong, but just to pass it, it's true.
Well, if we find by oime, by going past a field, we go nearer, there's closer fields. We see it's even in the proximity. We doesn't say go and bring it, don't go past a field or go through a field to bring the oime. We say that bring it from as close as possible, which means the Eim Avirim Mitzvahs also includes to daven as close as possible. So there's a Maril. The Maril says in the Sivo Avoida, talks about tefillah. He brings a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says, Amru loyla Rabbi Yochanan. They said to Rabbi Yochanan, Ikka sabi b'vodil. There are elderly people in Chutz La'aretz. And Rabbi Yochanan was very surprised. Well, kasiv leman yirbu. Again, this is Rabbi Yochanan. Leman yirbu yameichem imin ala adoma. People have old ages ala adoma in Eretz Yisrael. Now, some explain that means elderly people who are fully with it and the Mekayim mitzvahs with the koil. That means they're Yosha bottle. They're not, it's not a mile of a sabi. Ikka sabi means people who are still being Mekayim mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs, and at an old age, they have the koyach. And he was very surprised. Rabbi Yochanan was very surprised. Leman yirbu. Kiven de ka'omrile, since they told him, de mashkimim lebeis ha'kinesis lebeis ha'medrash, that they get up and go early to shul, says Rabbi Yochanan, okay, now I understand. Ki moitzeh moitzeh chayim. I can understand that they can live a long life. Explains the Maharal that a person, ba'atim advekim b'ashem lekechem chayim kuchem ayoyim, a person needs to be attached to the Ribbono Shel Olam to have a chiyus. In Eretz Yisrael, then there's a shtaker, a shchina, a person, people in Eretz Yisrael, then even on the day-to-day, Eretz Yisrael b'kedushos, so then there's much more of a shchina. To be able to have that kedusha, and to be able to be mekayim mitzvahs, and to keep on going with this kedusha, one needs to be attached with the dveikus to the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash. By getting up early, mashkimim, we're showing that we want this dveikus with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that keeps a person, gives a person that koyach, the dveikus. So, he explains with that there's a Gemara, Ashrei shoyked al dosoisai tomid, praise be the one who comes in continuously out through my doors. My doors, dal soisai, is a loshon rabim. So we learn halacha, it says that a person comes into shul, he shouldn't sit right by the entrance, he should go further in. So the Gemara says, Olam yikonis adam b'shnei pesachim, going through two doors into shul, go further in. Explains the Maharal, what's the two doors? Through it, shnei pesachim, dal soisai, loshon rabim, shnei pesachim. Says the Maharal that everyone's got the things that are on their head, keeps them busy, that people are, everyone's got their tirdus, yoim yoim, day to day. Things that keeps their head occupied. When a person comes to shul, a person should be cutting out from all those things and coming in to be misyachad and mistabik, to have a dveikus with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Shnei Pesachim, he says, one Pesach means go out of your door. Exit from the door, which from the place, which the position, the place you are in. Exit from there. Take off all the things that are disturbing you. That's Pesach Echot. One is the exit, and the other Pesach is the entrance. Go into shul with a dveikus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. One is taking away everything, whether it's switching off the phone, trying to calm down the mind, whatever it is, things that are taking up our concentration. One is to take that away. That's one Pesach. And the other Pesach is to go into the shul, means to go in and have a dveikus with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, he says that when a person goes to shul and he has this dveikus with the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that is atem advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem ayoyim, that gives him the chiyus. And he brings the interesting Yalkut Shmoni Mishlei. The Yalkut Shmoni Mishlei, Simon Tov Tov Kuf, says, Maisa Beisha Achas, Shehizkino Haraba. There was a story of a lady who got tremendously old. She was very, very old. Hizkina Haraba. Ubasa Lifne Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. She came to Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. She came to the Rebbe to give a kvittel, to ask for a brocha. And she had a very strange, interesting bakosha. Amar Aloy, Rebbe, Zakanti Yossi Midai, I'm much too old. Now I've got absolutely no interest in life. I can't taste the food. I don't enjoy the drink. I've got no reason to stay alive. The kvittel he gave, help me to pass away. That was what this lady asked from Rabbi Yossi ben Chalifta. Please help me. I don't want to carry on living. Amar Aloy, Amar Aloy. He said to her, "B'ma'arach diyomim, how did he manage to live so long? What zchus did he have to have such a long life?" Amar Aloy, "Lemuda ani. I'm used to the fact that afilu yesh li dovo choviv, even if I have something which I tremendously enjoy doing, ani maneches oisoy u'mashkemes lebeis hamedrash, lebeis haknesses b'chol yoyim. I put that aside and I go early to shul for davening. That's what I do every day, even if I'm in the middle of something which I'm enjoy very much. I put that aside and I get up early to go to shul. B'chol yoy. Omar lo, said Rabbi Yossi ben Chalifta, Mani atzmech mi beis haknesses gimul yomim ze'ach hazeh. Stop going to shul for 3 continuous days. Stop going to shul. Okay? The Rebbe said, Osto kach u'bayoyim ha'shlishi cholso u'meiso. On the 3rd day she got ill and passed away. So we see this Nakuda, that this Dveikus with Rabbi Yishan, what was giving her something to live for, was giving her the chiyus, and that's what, as soon as that chiyus was taken away, Chol Sol Meisa, Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash continues, Im Olachto Lizbalo Beis, if you do go to Shul, Al Tamoid Al Pesach Achitzen, El Ava Misgaven Lichnois Deles Libifnim, Shteit Olsois. If you go to Shul, says the Medrash, go in, don't stand by the first door, go further in. Says the Maral, that's this point. You're saying, don't think, I'm going to shul every day, that's what gives me chiyus, like this lady, but that she had a chiyus from going to shul. It's only if a person goes to shul and goes inside the shul with a dveikus, he's coming to shul to have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's coming not just to do his call of duty to daven. He's coming to have a dveikus with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's putting aside everything and he's going, I'm going to shul, I'm going to daven, I'm going to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to Shir Shvach, Psukah Dezimra, I'm coming to daven, to Levakesh. A person has this dveikus, that's to go inside the Pesach Hasheni, to go into the Lifnai V'Lifnim with the Ribbono Shel Olam, then Moitzeh Moitzeh Chaim. Says that, finishes off the Yalkut Shemoni, V'lomot Kein, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Moine Psiyosecho V'noisin L'choscha. Why is that so? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam counts the steps and gives you schar p'siyasecho. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives schar for every step you're taking. What is the shaychus between this going into shul and going further into shul and the Ribbono Shel Olam gives you schar for every single step you take? So explains to the Maharal that when a person is going to shul, every step he takes, the further he's going and every additional step he's taking to shul, he's showing the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to be more dovuk with you. I want to have a dveikus. The further a person goes and the more a person puts into this maisa of shul, like we find this lady, she says, Ani manicha kol dovo choviv. This lady who got very old, she says, I put aside everything I enjoy doing. What's the point there? The point is that there's nothing more enjoyable for me, more that I'll get out of than going to shul to have this dveikus with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When one puts it, the more psias a person puts in, more of a dveikus with the Ribbono Shel Olam he has, and he's going in, the more he's going, the more of a dveikus he has. So now, according to that, we see here that the psias of going to shul, the steps one's taking to shul, that is part of the dveikus with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's part of going, one exits his house and goes out of things, and he starts getting closer and closer, and he's taking every step to go closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, l'chora one could say that as soon as a person starts going to shul, he started the mitzvah. Tefillah is not like when one brings a korban oimer. There's a mitzvah, technically, bring the oimer. If you could order it online, order the oimer. Okay, of course, there's a mitzvah to go. It says there's a mission in Parah that the Zakenim hoyu makdimim beraglein. They used to go to where they burned the Parah on foot because they wanted the schar pasiyas to be able to see the mitzvah. There's an inyan to see mitzvahs. But the going to bring the Korban Oyam is something technically in order to be Mekayim HaMitzvah. By going to shul, it's much more than that. The actual going to shul, we're showing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, now I'm putting everything aside, I'm coming closer, and I'm coming closer. And by just adding a bit of thought to the going to shul, then we're adding to that the whole schar, that is the schar pesiyos, that we're getting to another step towards the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm getting closer, and I want to have a dveikus and to work on putting aside, like the Hasidim or Rishonim, we're showing Shoah Achas, to be able to get this closer to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So that the, as soon as a person is in the middle of a mitzvah, then there's no ein mavirim ala mitzvahs. We asked, how does the Magen Avraham say, schar pesiyos, what's with ein mavirim ala mitzvahs, how do you go past? Yeah, but he started the mitzvah. He's in the middle. I've already started my relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and I want to do it with more dveikus. So the mitzvah that's being done, it's a mitzvah which is being done with more dveikus by this every extra step. Ah. And therefore... So it goes from his goat all the way to beforehand. Yeah. Okay, there's some people want to say it with the Dvekas, once they're ready there. But it's adding on. Therefore, we can understand that the Magen Avraham says, go further afield, go further. The Schar Pesiyos is something that will, he can argue with the Gezi Yesh, and he says, the Schar Pesiyos. And the Mela, the we say in the Dovid Hashem, Oy Revi Ishi, we say, Achas shvalti meis Hashem, oisa avake, shiftu veis Hashem, kolim lachsois meim Hashem, ulevake behechole. Levaker is usually means to visit. What David HaMelech wanted to visit Behicholo, he wanted to come and visit. That's all he wanted. Shiftu veis Hashem kol yom yichayo. David HaMelech wanted to sit in the Beis HaMedrash kol yom yichayo, to come for a visit. Usually, a visit is somebody who's not continuously there. He comes as a visit. But Rashi says no. Ulevaker Behicholo is a loshen. It's not a loshen of bikur, of a visit. Bikur choylin. It's a loshen of boike. That he comes continuously. He comes every day. That's something that a person does every single day. Ulevake every single day. Boike. That shows his dveikus with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that, in the essence, that is be'etzem what the ani ledoidi v'doidi li is. Ani ledoidi means we have here a dveikus with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, which is meant to get stronger in El. But memela be'etzem, we have it every single day in Tefillah by coming to the to Davon. And lemaisa, there is as small nafka minna with this, according to this Magen Avraham, the Schar Pesiyos, something that could be discussed is if somebody's coming by car, so then would he get the Schar Pesiyos or not? So if the pshat is every step one's taking, so then lechora, I saw one of the poskim say that going by car, then you have to go to the closest shul, you don't get Schar Pesiyos, because it's only if somebody's walking, so every step you're taking, so therefore you would. Get every the further you go, the more schar. If somebody's driving, you don't get schar pesiyos. But if pshat is the dveikus, and the pshat is, as we said, it's getting close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's not dafka a matter of the steps. It's going further away. It's giving yourself more time to think where I'm doing, what I'm doing. So therefore, even if somebody's going further by car, he's putting himself in his room, I'm going a bit further to be able to have more time to be mistavak with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That in itself could be called schar pesiyos. It's not necessarily that you need the steps themselves. Achas shalti v'mister this dveikus with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's Hashem.
Thank you.
I don't understand how you compare the Oymah, where you take it from the nearest field, because all fields are the same. You're going to people who you can